Ooh-wee, Kyle Stevenson, what a show that was. It may just be our best one yet. How you doing? How are you feeling?
Good. Still very hot.
All right.
But yeah, it felt good. It's
Yeah.
amazing the amount of energy I have when I'm not working all
Yeah, man.
day.
Absolutely. One sec. My fan just started doing the weird clicky noise that I hate.
It's fine. I can't hear anything.
It's the one, it's the noise where it's like I know the mic's not picking it up, but like god damn it, I hate it. It annoys me so much. Yeah, that said, getting into some real world topics if I could for just a second. I lost my Friday hours, which usually would be a bummer because like that brings me down. I'm still full time, thank goodness, but like it brings me down a little bit. Pay wise, like I'm missing out on like 150 bucks a week.
Sure.
But I'm gonna be real with you, dude. I definitely needed the day. Like the schedule is just too sporadic and all over the place, and I just need my Fridays now, you know? So I'm actually looking forward to not doing anything and not having to wake up at dumb hours and go to work and all that shit on Friday. So now I finally have Fridays to myself. It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice.
Nice. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. I'm feeling
Pretty good.
pretty good. You know what I'm saying? That said, Green Gorilla writes in, would you like to read the question for me? Because again, I got some bad acid reflux.
Sure. Green Gorilla writes in, "Sup, boys? Question for the Sony Pony Express. Yeehaw! Where we don't face our fears, we ride them. Yeehaw!"
Ooh,
Ooh.
yeah.
I like that. I was inspired to ask these questions for the next few weeks, and to be honest, I really think they fit into the top tier Patreon show. But if this one is the main show, that's fine too, so everyone can hear it. Who do you think is the most annoying video game character? Of course, you can make a list in typical top tier fashion, but this question was inspired by me playing Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz HD and having to listen to that fucking monkey make non-monkey sounds. High-pitched crying is what I would describe it as. Excited to hear who pisses you guys the fuck off.
All
Also,
right.
Deadpool and Wolverine. Holy shit, that movie was amazing. I'm not gonna say the whole thing, Green Gorilla. I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't seen it yet. Do we think that Deadpool is showing up in Insomniac's Wolverine game? I don't know. Much love to you
Would be
guys.
nice.
I'll have The Last of Us Part 2 finished by the end of the month, hopefully. God bless you, fucking better,
You
Green
better.
Gorilla.
You better. No excuses.
Well, if you
All
haven't
right.
listened to the main show yet, we're on your ass. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
It's time.
It's time. You son of a gun. All right, Kyle. I'm gonna start right here. Wait. So you
Can
won last week or last time. It wasn't
I?
even
Damn
fucking
straight I
close.
did. Damn
No
straight
one
I did.
said Joe won, and rightfully so. So
Can I
do,
get first pick?
yeah, I was gonna say you choose. You want first pick?
Oh, yes, I will gladly take first pick.
Okay, go for it.
Do you want to do this as a joint one, or do you want my five versus your five?
Let's just do a top tier. My five versus your five. I got two off my dome piece, so I.
Great. I have the first one that popped in my mind before even looking up my list of characters. We both hate her so much.
Oh.
Ashley from Resident Evil 4.
Oh, yes.
What in the hell is your problem? Why are you always getting caught? Why are you always talking when you shouldn't be talking? And why do I have to babysit your ass so damn much? Ashley, you're at the top of the list.
Yeah, but
And
you
then
know
after
what?
all this, you decide to just flirt with Leon?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm pretty sure you're way underage.
Yeah.
Capcom, you're on notice. But
Capcom.
like, I.
Capcom. Age can say here in the States, 18. Don't know what the hell they are over there. But let me tell you something. Relax with that. Secondly, actually, in the remake, though, she's a little better.
Sure,
She's a little
but
better.
I will never forgive the OG Resident Evil 4 and Ashley.
Fair enough. All right, I got one. And this is the most iconic, annoying son of a gun. Navi from Ocarina of Time. Hey, listen. Hey, listen. Hey, shut your damn mouth, you high-pitched. I can't stand you. You make the game so much worse with your infernal racket. Navi, great design. I love Navi in concept, but in actuality, irritating. Nails on a chalkboard sounding mother fudger, you know? That's right. I didn't want to cuss. Mm. There you go. Luke, what's your... I'm sorry, Kyle?
Whoa!
Well, there's a reason. There's can I just say my next one then?
No.
All right, fair enough. Go for it.
My next one is, although I love this game, I love the series. It's has an uphill fight, and everyone's gonna dogpile on this because the movie is coming out this weekend, and from what I've heard, it's not great.
Nope.
The Calypso twins from Borderlands 3, the villains of Borderlands 3, I did not like. They have some cool things towards the end, but the fact that they turned them into some like YouTube influencers, it just didn't hit. And granted, it was an uphill battle to climb because in 2 is probably one of the greatest video game villains of all time in Handsome Jack. They were never going to reach those same highs.
Yep.
But they failed pretty hard with the Calypso twins in Borderlands 3. I found them very annoying.
All right, here's the next one. This is why I called you Luke by accident. My apologies. I'd never want to insult you like that again. The adoring fan from Starfield and every other goddamn Bethesda game. Why? Because that guy's mug looks just like Luke Lore. He looks just like him. Look up adoring fan Starfield and then go look up at Insipid Ghost. That's the same f-ing guy. You can't tell me that's not the same f-ing guy. That's him. The adoring fan is Luke Lore. And let me tell you, every time you go out into space, oh, you're the best, Captain. Oh, you're just so wonderful. Shut up, you dumb son of a gun. All right? I love your mother so much. But honestly, sometimes I just can't with you. Ugh.
I get
adoring
it.
Adoring fan, number 4.
I get it.
Sucks.
All right. While I disagree with my next pick.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking about people who are listening to this.
Yeah.
And I know.
Oh.
People find this character annoying. Oh. And I'm dipping my toes again in the same franchise.
Okay.
I'm putting Claptrap on the list.
Mm.
I find Claptrap endearing. I find some of the jokes very funny.
Okay.
Overall, though, I think people can't fucking stand him.
Why? He's like the face of Borderlands.
But people find that shtick to get old very quickly.
I don't know. I always like him.
Granted, the people that have played Borderlands and are like, you know, they turn their brain off and have a good time with the series.
Okay.
Are fine with it. People would take it way too seriously or think they're cool. They think Claptrap's annoying. I disagree. Okay. I love Claptrap, but I'm trying to think ahead to everyone listening at home, like, what are they going to think? And I'm pretty sure they're going to say Claptrap.
I want to make sure I get this character right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like this character. Yeah, it's offsetting. It's off-putting. And from the same franchise. Tingle freaks me out. Tingle makes me uncomfortable. Uh-huh. Tingle is just off-putting, man.
Uh-huh.
And they put him in every Zelda, and I would like them to please stop. Every time I get creepy vibes. Like, I'm cringing right now just thinking of Tingle. And I've been looking at him way too much, too, because I looked him up making sure I got his name right. He's not funny. He's not, like, interesting. Mm-hmm. He's just... It looks... Honestly, I'm just going to say what we're all thinking. It looks like he should not be near a school.
Oh, jeez.
You know? And to have him here prancing around in a... onesie and a underwear and a clock on the nose, just all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It freaks me out. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit too in your face. Mm-hmm. He's got like an annoying little like, it's not like a voice per se, but a little like action thing.
Sure.
Yeah, Tingle, get out of here, man. You're annoying. No one likes you. You make the series. You make the series.
Tingle
bad.
Or get off the pot. You know what I'm saying? Get out of here.
Yeah, just really just find the nearest cliff. Or turn yourself in. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your next one, bud?
My fourth pick.
Think about this. I got the next one like already in my mind.
I'm down to two, which is great because I have two picks left.
Okay.
But it's a game I never finished.
Okay.
It's a game that I think people were underwhelmed by.
Oh.
And I think this character has a lot to do with it because he annoyed the shit out of me playing this game.
Okay.
And always giving me quests. Mm-hmm. Preston Garvey from Fallout 4. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't care about the village, dude.
I don't care about the Minuteman. I don't care. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you suck.
Stop giving me quests.
Yeah,
stop showing up all the time and telling me about all these things I got to do. Leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
Go away. Like there is like nothing that. About you as a character that is endearing or fun that I enjoy. You are simply just a body to give quests, and I want none of it. So get out of my face.
All right, here's another one. Here's another one. You ready for this?
Yep.
Technically, I want to see how I could stretch the definition. Hanzo players in Overwatch, you guys try so hard. You guys think you're so MLG pro. Like you'll do like the 360 no scope. It's so easy to be Hanzo. The headshot is literally like the size of someone's goddamn body. It's so easy to be a Hanzo player. It takes literally no skill. And you guys try so hard to make it look like it takes effort. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. You ruined the game. You ruined the game with your antics. And half the time too, when there's a Hanzo on your team, the guy f***ing sucks. He's not even good. The guy's doo-doo caca. And he's over there like, oh, I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to yell Japanese. Some dragon's going to come out of me. You suck. You suck. Your utility's shit. And you're just in it for yourself. Hanzo, fuck you.
I like that pick. That is an inspired pick.
Thank you.
I like that a lot.
Thank you. Put that Hanzo players. Put that underscore that one.
I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm at number four. I'm feeling pretty good.
I don't feel as good as this one because there, outside of the ones that I gave, there are none that are screaming to me like, man, you were really annoyed by these characters. But this one, on principle, I'm adding to the team because they remind me of a movie IP that I despise so very much.
Okay.
That's Ubisoft's Rabbids.
I like that.
Granted, yeah. Mario and Rabbids might have had them turn face a little bit.
A little bit. They're pretty fun.
The OG Rabbids, though, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
What were you thinking, Ubisoft?
Yeah.
What kind of drugs were you on to be like, you know what? Let's take this character from, like, Rayman.
Yeah.
And let's do a whole spinoff. Let's make it their own thing. No. Go away with Rabbids. Stop making Rabbids a thing. They suck.
It's the audacity of their persistence to make it like Minions. It's like, but you're not, and you never will be. And I get it. You probably came here first, but like you guys are annoying. That said though, the Rabbids from Mario Rabbids are delightful. They're delightful.
Absolutely. And I tried to find a Rabbids review that'd be the similar kind of hit as the Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball. Mitch Dyer wrote in 2011 about the Kinect game, Raving Rabbids, Alive and Kicking. Gave it a 3.
God bless.
And here's the verdict on the Rabbids. Rabbids Alive and Kicking falls victim to the same problems the Kinect's worst game suffered from a year ago. Imprecise controls ruin the uncomplicated games. It started out unfulfilling. It didn't get much better. It's the kind of mindless thing I'd load up on my phone for 5-minute bursts. At home, I'd rather be doing anything else. That's how I feel about Rabbids, Mitch. You nailed it.
Well, I got one that kids are going to relate to, as I am a youth.
Sure.
Alex Keller, the Warzone announcer guy, right? Call of Duty, Warzone, fun time.
Sure.
And the guy, Alex Keller, the actor is in Yellow Jackets. He's the husband. Very good actor.
Okay.
So you go, why is he annoying? Because he has only 3 lines that he says in the beginning of every goddamn game. And it's one of those things that's like, gosh, you're Call of Duty. You make a bajillion dollars every year. You couldn't give this guy a dozen lines to read. Why is he even fucking there? he's like, this ain't training camp. You're in the war zone. He's like, now this ain't shooting practice. This here's war zone. All right, pack it up. You're in the gulag. He's like, this ain't training camp. This is gulag. You're gonna have to fight to survive. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Your teammates left the battleground. Couldn't cut it. It's like, fuck off, dude. I know he's down. It goes boop, and then he's dead. I get it. You don't have to tell me the rules of the game every time. I'm in it. This is the war zone. You gotta shoot to survive. You're in the gulag. It's only one of you making out of here. Shut up, dude. Shut up. And also, how do you know? How do you know? And then he's like, I knew you boys could do it. I knew you boys had it in you.
Oh, that's good.
All right, saddle up. We're heading to the war zone. Shut up, dude. Shut up. You're not needed. It is cool, like the little montages that you and your team do beforehand, but Alex Keller is not needed in the slightest. Also, spoiler alert, but you guys don't care. You fucking killed the guy in single player. Why is he there?
I did not know that.
Well, it's because you're in training camp. This is the real thing. You're in the war zone now. It's like, shut up. Shut up. And now it ruins every time I see him. I'm like, we're in the gulag. God damn it. Great, this isn't target practice. This is a gulag. You're like, come on. Fuck you, Alex Keller. Go to hell. Are you on number 5? Is this your final one?
No, I did my 5.
Oh, damn. So I got to look at one more, huh?
No. You forgot to put Tingle in there.
Oh, I did? I forgot to put Tingle?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, there you go. All right, so let's read this out here.
These are your 5.
Yep. Navi, Ocarina of Time. Adoring fan because he looks like Luke Lore. Hanzo players from Overwatch. Alex Keller from Warzone. And number 5, Tingle from Legend of Zelda. He makes me feel uncomfortable.
My 5. Ashley Graham, Resident Evil 4.
That's fair.
The Calypso Twins, Borderlands 3.
That's fair.
Claptrap from all of Borderlands. I'm thinking of the audience, not thinking of me. I love Claptrap.
Okay. All right.
Number 4, Preston Garvey from Fallout 4.
Okay.
And number 5, The Rabbids.
Fair enough. Most feel annoying. Confident about your list?
Not as confident as my summer picks.
Honestly, that list annoyed me just thinking about all the fuckers that annoy me.
Yeah.
<real. laughs> You know? All right. Before we go, because we've got 10 minutes. We got a good 10 minutes left. I want to give people a good sizable chunk here.
Okay.
It is about time we check in on our fantasy critically.
Oh boy.
Have you checked up on it lately?
Yes, because I had to make some moves. You're kicking my ass.
That's right. That's right.
I'm a little worried about the outlook for the rest of the year. You know what? What really hurts?
What's that?
A lot.
What's that?
I thought that everyone would have been more harsh on "Thank Goodness You're Here" because of the British humor.
Yeah.
And here it is sitting at like a 90. I should have fucking kept it.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know how you. I don't. Truthfully, I don't know how anybody would give that 9.
I'm like.
Is it at a 90 right now?
Yeah, Metacritic. It was like sitting around a 90. I don't know what the Open Critic is, but it's
86. But even that's too
still
high,
16 points that I could have much of used.
Picked up. Yeah.
So I'm a little bummed over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're up by 81 points on me, though.
I was about to say, 81 points. Mm-hmm. So currently, as it stands, I have 261.9 points. Kyle, you're rocking at a 181.2 points.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have one more release game than I. How are you feeling? What's your outlook right now?
Not good. It did kind of hurt that I had to drop Avowed.
Right.
Because it got pushed. It got pushed. Next year.
I even think about that shit. Yeah.
I'm still holding out hope that Mina is this year. I think Metaphor is going to give me a lot. I'm hoping Plucky comes out and that gives me a lot.
Where's Plucky, dude?
Pissing
me off. I really want to play that game.
So that's the thing. Like, if all the games that I have at the top of my team, mm-hmm. if they come out and they hit the way I think they will hit, I will be able to close that gap. Granted, you still have some bigger games. Like, I'm looking at Frostpunk.
Where are you?
Well, I'm just looking at, like, Frostpunk.
Wukong.
Stalker, which I counterpicked. Which can go either way in my mind.
It could. The same.
It's, I don't know, but I also feel like the last 5 games I picked up are good too.
So what games have you picked up? What are you thinking about?
I picked up the Factorio Space Age update.
I've never seen this.
Factorio is like a cult classic, one of those factory line automation games that has a very niche market. Niche community. I'm hoping this gets reviewed as well as the base game, because I think the base game's in the 80s.
Wow, this looks like something out of the SNES. This is
1000%, but people love that Factorio.
Okay.
I picked up Dragon Ball Z Sparking Zero.
Nice.
After hearing people talk about it and hearing that it's like one of the best Dragon Ball games.
Sure. Nice.
6-1 Indie Showcase alum Crypt Custodian has a date in a few weeks. Pick that one up.
Oh, it looks pretty too. You're a little cat boy with a little
should
broom.
Be I don't know, 80s ish.
Okay.
I hope at least. And then this last one, I'm just like, the first one got in the 80s. Let me pick up Prison Architect 2. It's not my game. I'm just
right.
Trying to find, because when you look at the available games, oh boy,
slim pickings.
It's tough.
Yeah.
At this point of the year, it's tough, but we should be unlocking the super drop soon. We're getting to that point.
Do you think you'll wait till Stalker, or you think you're going to risk it for the biscuit?
Oh, I mean, I'm going to use it as soon as I can.
Oh, really?
Because, like, here's the thing. Like, I could use it on either of my other 2 counterpick games that you have.
What's that?
Because that you've already come out and I've lost 17 points each on.
Right.
Like, to me, like, if Star... I think the highest Stalker 2 can get is at that same level of the 87.
So you're thinking that's its ceiling no matter what?
So, like, no matter what, I have something there.
What if it comes out to, like, an 89?
Unless I take something from my main game list to take off, like, I could have the fact that Flintlock is giving me -1, I could just, I was hoping for like a 7 or 8 point swing there.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That is real tough.
I don't know.
I'm eating well. You are eating well.
You're eating well. I have thoughts about your team makeup and the types of games that you were picking, but you know.
Let out your frustration.
You're picking remakes and games you know are already good.
Yeah.
And you're just like.
It's called a winning strategy. I don't understand. What do you mean games I already know that are good? Yeah, I mean like Diablo, gonna be good.
Persona 3. Last of Us Part 2.
God, I got you so good there. So proud of those.
Braid, even though Jonathan Blow's a piece of shit.
I don't know. Listen, he could be a great dude. He just has some, you know,
And then you just pick their DLC. Persona 3 Reload.
Yeah, I heard the DLC's even better than
this. Dragon Quest 3 HD 2D Remake. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD.
Hey, that only netted me 8 points. Marvel vs. Let's say the last one. Let's say the next one. Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Clash.
Like, what are we doing?
Oh my God! Look at this. Listen, you can't argue with a formula that works, right? Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree Tree, Persona 3, Dragon's Dogma 2, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. Excuse me, Senua Saga, Hellblade 2, Last of Us 2, Prince of Persia. Final Fantasy, like, I'm getting on the map, man, you know?
No, you are.
I think some of them are very brave picks, I would actually say.
Oh, very brave.
Balatro was a brave pick.
That one hurts.
You know? I'm taking a risk on 33 Immortals. Please come out soon, because I'm hearing good things.
You know what really surprises me?
What's that?
And you could have been up way more than 80.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 14 Dawn Trail is only at an 81.
Right? Yeah.
I'm kind of shocked. I think in both of our heads, we were thinking that's a 20-plus point game. That's easily in the 90s.
I mean, taking a look at, like, World of Warcraft, The War Within. Like, that's also in a similar spot where I believe it's starting a new story.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oof.
Uh-huh. But at this point, I need
what else? Yeah, like at what? Yeah, and I think we were even going over it. It's like all of them do reasonably well.
I think so. Astrobot's going to hit really big for me,
and I think that one's going to be the one that puts you back on the map in a big way. Flight Simulator.
Yep.
So like you got good games. Indiana Jones.
Intrigued about your pick with Dragon Age.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued.
Pretty.
I still feel like we don't know much about that game.
Apparently, it's coming October 30th.
That's really quick, and I feel like we know nothing about this game.
Maybe we'll learn about it next week.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll learn about it at Gamescom. EA needs a holiday game. It needs a holiday game.
They do.
And I think they're just waiting on Call of Duty, and then they're going to showcase their stuff. But you got Assassin's Creed Shadows. That looks really good. Like, you got really good games. I think you're going to catch up. But you're going to close the gap more than I think you're
going to. I'm going to close the gap, but I don't think I'm going to win.
We'll see.
Which makes me sad.
We'll see. How are we doing in the other league?
Sure. Let me just
look at Bozos and Dum Dums.
Let me just look at the available games real quick.
Okay, sure.
Just to see.
I'm not going to move any of them. I'm not moving.
There is one that I'm thinking about dropping.
Okay. What's the one you're thinking about dropping?
I mean, I'll tell you. Aura, The History Untold.
Oh, man, I would take that from you.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. It's a good team.
Their other game did not do that great, Open Critic-wise.
Oh, yeah? What was their other game?
I want to say in the 70s. So, like, at this point, like, I need a hitter.
True.
I need to fill all of my team's spots with, like...
Ashes of Singularity. Of the Singularity. That's right. It is a little... Okay, so their first game... It's their first game.
Yeah.
69. Ooh. Mm-hmm. This has... I would say maybe more funding because it's with Xbox.
Yeah.
Maybe they believe a bit more into it.
Maybe.
But look, the game looked good. Game looked good.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know. All right, you want to go look at the dum-dums?
Yeah, let's take a look at the dum-dum.
Okay. I mean, we say that. We're still in third place.
It's whatever. We're late bloomers.
Yeah. We have 9 games still to release.
Right. Do we have Dragon Age yet? And do we still have Avowed? Did we drop Avowed?
Yes, we dropped Avowed.
Okay, good. Smart call.
So for those wondering, because I feel like we were supposed to record something halfway through at some point.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, I've muted that Twitter DM. It's nonstop. I barely go in there anymore.
Fair enough. You heard him, guys. He doesn't care about you. I care about talking shit.
Nah, that's fine. Fair enough. Xbox expansion
pass. I shared a nice picture of Megan Thee Stallion. I go, Luke doesn't think she's attractive. I think that's a problem.
I mean, that is a problem.
That's an issue.
The Xbox expansion pass. Here's their team. Here's what has come out already.
Okay.
They sit at 119 points. They are currently in first place.
Okay.
They had Rebirth. They had Princess Peach Showtime. They had Kenzera Zao, Luigi's Mansion 2, Alan Wake 2, Night Springs, Zenless Zone Zero, Legend of Heroes, Trails Through Daybreak, World of Goo 2.
That was a big one.
Iodine Chronicle 100 Heroes, Brothers Remake, and SteamWorld Heist 2. They still have Wukong, Visions of Mana.
Okay.
They have Spider-Man 2 DLC.
Idiots.
And Aura History Untold. That's what they have left.
Okay. Hey, they're running out of steam.
In second place with 98 points is the Nerd Chat. Here's what has released.
All right.
Oh, those bastards.
Did they take something without announcing it? We've
got some cheating going on, I feel like. Hold on.
That's the thing, man. They're rigging it from the start, and they're pretending like they don't know, but they know.
You guys discussed this in the DM chat that I missed. They have Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2,
okay.
Dragon's Dogma 2, okay. Unicorn Overlord, Rise of the Ronin, Pacific Drive, No Rest for the Wicked, Stellar Blade, and they are counting Hades 2. It's flagged because the league doesn't, the settings don't allow it.
Cheating. So are those points counting?
It says you will only receive points for it in 2024 if your league uses only need score. I feel like they are counting.
They're cheating, dude. Right in front of us. Wow. The desperation. It reeks.
Let me see. Did they change?
It's a smelly, desperate.
I wonder if they changed the setting.
Wow. We need to get them on the Patreon. They need to make amends for what they've done. It's not right. It's not right. And they didn't tell a single soul about this. Something smells like shit. If it looks like shit, smells like shit, it's probably Luke Lore in the Nerd Chat Boys. That's what I'm thinking. Now, Kyle.
Hold on.
Yeah, you want to
see, I think the corruption learn? Is...
How deep does it go, Kyle?
It goes fucking deep. Here we go.
Okay.
May 22nd.
Uh-huh.
At 1:20 p.m.
P.M. During lunch of all... Okay, of all hours.
The manager changed the league rules. Game release rule change from must be released to only need score.
Oh, my God.
I feel not talked about at all.
That was not talked about. That is okay. Not talked okay. about.
Hold
that
on.
Is
hold on. Hold okay. On. Uh-huh. Can you please look?
I don't know. I don't
what
have the link.
Day? No, the calendar. The calendar. Oh, okay. What day is May 22nd?
What day is May 22nd? Oh, God. Mm-hmm. The calendar. Oh my God, we're uncovering something deep, and it's rotten, and it smells like shit.
You like to fucking tell me that I'm corrupt?
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh,
now.
No. This, listen, you should take some notes on this corruption. Wednesday. It's a Wednesday.
Oh, nerd chat, I'm coming for you. On May 22nd, they claimed the game Assassin's Creed Shadows. They did not go through bidding. They claimed it.
They claimed it.
Now, please look at June 6th.
They're cheating so bad. Okay.
Please look at June 6th. June 6th. What day is June 6th?
Oh, my God. June 6th. That's a Thursday.
Oh, okay. So they removed Warhammer Space Marine 2, and they claimed Astrobot on a Thursday.
Wow. Are you kidding me? They're cheating their brains out right now, dude.
What is happening, Nerd Chat?
What is happening?
Oh, we need to get on a show and we need to hash this out.
We need to hash this
what
out.
What the fuck also, is going on over
also,
here?
Also, can I say this? It, June 6th, Thursday, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 days after June 6th. They did it 13 days before June 19th, which is Juneteenth. They're also racist.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
All right, Nerd
Chat. Very telling. Very
telling.
You know,
I'm going to put something in the DM right now without any explanation whatsoever.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And you feel free.
I will read it.
Feel free to explain it or not.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow. It's so corrupt, you know? It's like, come on, let's see this. I can't wait for what you have to say, because honestly,
it's just a GIF.
Oh, it's just a GIF. Let's see.
It's just a GIF. It's just a GIF. It's Seth Meyers going, I'm on to you, buddy.
That's right. Should we just forego all of our games and then just not play anymore?
No, absolutely not. I'm not a coward.
So how do we beat these guys? They're cheating. They're cheating so much and all the time. How do we come out ahead? And they smell like shit. It's interesting, man. What a development.
So, okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about the games that they have that haven't come out yet.
Okay.
They're waiting on Indie.
Right.
They're waiting on Plucky Squire. They're waiting on Stalker. They're waiting on Replaced. They're waiting on Star Wars Outlaws. Right. And then, of course, the fraudulent Assassin's Creed Shadows and Astrobot.
Super fraudulent. Yep.
Wild.
Wild. We need to convene. We need to convene.
Wild. And then here's our team. We're sitting at 72. We're in third place. We've had a couple that haven't hit.
Right.
But we have Shadow of the Retreat. We have Paper Mario Remake. We have 14 Dawn Trail. We have Homeworld 3, got us 7 points. We got Mario versus Donkey Kong Remake, got us 6 points. And this is on me, Harold Halibut, got us 1 point.
God damn it, Howard.
However,
okay, this is where we go.
We've got Silksong. We've got Mina the Hollower.
Come on.
We've got Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Come on.
We've got Frostpunk. We've got The Rise of the Golden Idol. We've got Metaphor Refantasio. World of Warcraft, The War Within.
War Within.
Dragon Age, The Veilguard.
Fuck yes.
And Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom.
Sounds pretty good.
We got a good team.
We got a good team. I think we're going to make it up for it.
We are projected, even though the projected points don't matter.
I mean, let's talk about it.
At 164.
Okay.
The nerd chat, the cheating nerd chat.
Cheating
is projected at 167. Okay. So we're close.
We're close, and we're closing in, and that's how you know that's how scared they are, because they're cheating so much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we gotta talk about this. We gotta hash this out.
You gotta.
I think we should even want, like, I should 1v1 them on Halo or something for Astrobot.
Is this my January 6th? Am I storming the Capitol?
Yeah, I think so. You might want to get those pitchforks ready for part two, but yeah. Yeah, this could be it, dude. They're taking it from us.
How?
Who are we gonna hang, Logan?
Fucking dare you.
Got the news out for you, buddy.
This is an institution to me.
That's right. That's right.
Fantasy critic. How dare you?
It used to mean something.
I mean, Let me see if I can scroll through the messages. And okay. What were the two dates? May 22nd and June 6th?
And June 6th, 13 days before June 19th. I mean,
granted, you guys talk all the fucking time, so this is going to take a little bit.
Yes, it's going to take a really take a pretty long time. And here's the thing. They got me. They had me as I was coming back from Italia.
I was in SGF.
You were in SGF. They did this while we were away. They knew that, you know? And then they're changing the points to make Hades count. So to
allow Hades to count? No. I don't know about that. Should have been brought up to the council. The council being all of us.
Should have been brought up.
I don't know. All right, I'm on June 10th. Hold on, we're almost there. We're almost there. June 10th.
Let's see.
You live reacted to the Xbox Game Showcase with them 4 days later.
And they stabbed me in the back. Mm. You believe that?
We had you on our channel.
Dozens of people watching. You kidding me?
How dare you?
And then they said mean stuff about my audio. Remember that? Also, how did that live stream do? Did ever reach 10K? We're about to find out. Yeah, it did. It hit 10K. Look at that.
Nice. Uh-huh. Okay, we're on June 6th. We're on June 6th. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Are they trying to take it from us?
Oh, man. June 6th was cheating? A busy day. Okay. Yeah. You shared out our live react schedule. Mm-hmm. You ping them. You're like, you want to react? Come on our channel to react to Xbox.
Wow.
And they're like, of course.
Extending myself, they're coming in with a dagger to stab me in the back. That's crazy.
Yeah. Everyone's like, yeah, cool. I'll be in it. Both XCP and Nerd Chat. Yeah. We're having a good time.
Great time. Stabbing us in the back.
Matt's the only one who's like, hey, I'm still working, so. Don't work on me. That's fine. Listen, Matt, you're absolved of all this.
I don't think you have anything to do about this. Yeah.
Let's see. Where's the Nerd Chat in here?
But actually, he doesn't support us on Patreon, so he's not hearing this. So you know what? He did stab us in the back.
Wow, they're awfully very quiet.
They're very quiet except for
Bacon. He's the only one that says anything on June 6th.
Wow.
Oh, what was the other one? May 22nd? Did they bring up the Hades controversy?
Let's see. If they bring it up, they could be absolved, right?
Absolutely. We might have missed it.
We might have totally missed
fine.
It. We might have said, sure. Off.
Yeah. This one, though, just adding Astrobot. And,
come on. Very suspect. It's very suspect. While Kyle was at SGF, he runs this stuff. And so he was working. And then he got sick.
Very sick.
Yeah. It's shameful. Because, you know, Luke was at SGF. You were at SGF.
Yeah.
I mean, he got us while we're working here, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me sick. It makes me sick when people do this.
Oh.
Lived in a society. Yeah.
On late May. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Nerd Chat is be like, Astrobot doesn't look all that great. Because I guess that was the same play, May 30th.
Yeah.
Sure. And then a week later, you added the team.
You take it.
Huh? Under the table. Yeah. Shady deals going on. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Come on. Man, very talkative in late May.
They had a whole lot of dumb shit to say out of their dumb, shitty mouths. That's all I got to say about that.
This is like the time when I was a Facebook admin for the Kind of Funny group, and somebody came to us and said that one of the admins was sending sexual messages to them.
Mm.
And I found out that they made a fake profile and used somebody's picture and everything. I felt like a fucking real detective. This is the same similar kind of work that I'm doing.
Oh, wow. So he has experience uncovering shit from shitty people.
Oh, here we go. Wednesday, May 22nd.
Okay. We're at it. We're at
crickets.
The day.
Crickets. There is nothing.
You guys get it off your team.
Nothing about changing the rule. Let me go back a further days past.
We have, like, you on record, motherfuckers. Okay,
let's just see.
The record of you changing it.
We've got Daddy Diwali in here saying God of War is overrated. What are we? What?
Wow.
Whoa.
Got a lot of shit in their mouth.
Everyone's playing Hellblade. Yeah. You know, we're having a great time playing video games. It's what we love to do. I'm now in, like, the past week. No talk at all about changing the rule.
Nothing. So how do we confront them about this?
I don't know. Let me call Judge Judy. Okay. Let's go. Judge Judy or Dr. Her. Phil. You know, like, what are the
let's go to the judge. He's not a real doctor, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. I am
livid.
Wow.
Well, listen, this is where we're gonna let you guys off on, okay? We're gonna find it. We got down to the corruption that's deep, and we found out that I'm winning pretty handsomely. We did a top tier. We pretty much hit everything we ever needed to do. And that's some. This is great content. Yeah. That said, with all that out of the way, everybody, thank you all so much for supporting us like you do. And like always, keep your wits about you. Keep playing PlayStation. See you all next week.
Love you, except for the nerd chat. You're on notice.
On notice.